Okay, Krishna Brahmakund. Again, all this would be sorted out, but I may have said this before, but when I first came, when I was rather new in Krishna consciousness, I became a bhakta leader after not even a year. That's how it was back then. So I thought, hey, I'm a leader now, bhakta leader, I'm in charge of the bhaktas. I'm gonna tell them how things are done. Yes, I was pushing them around, and some were not happy about that and complained to the guru and the DBC, the boss up there, high, very high, the highest, who called me into his room. And I was fairly new, so I just sat down there in one of the armchairs, and he just pointed at the floor and said, sit on the floor. And then he told me, you are not the master of the bhaktas, you are their servant. I am their master, yeah, because he was their spiritual master. Or he really wasn't, but in those days there was only one who you had been sent to. But yeah, that's the thing, right? And it's my conviction has become more and more so that I'm talking about here, that this is a crucial thing we need to get right. And amazingly, almost, it seems like we have often missed that very basic, fundamental, and most important essential principle of this with bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, Vaishnavism. And that is again what I'm now nagging about here. Krishna says, those who call themselves my servants are not my servants, but those who call themselves servants are my servants, are my servants. I mean, it says everything, right? So, again, here you are, a brahmachari, for instance. And you may think, oh, look at me, I'm a great brahmachari, I'm a renunciant, I'm here with saffron colors, look at my head, it's very cleanly shaven, not like yours. And look at me, I'm out with books, doing sankirtan, I'm doing all these things, I'm very renounced. And yes, that's very nice. But then sometimes you may think, and I am guilty as charged, but I'm not saying this in case you are a young one, a little affected by that or afflicted by that thinking. And now the other devotees, those, you know, less advanced devotees, with hair on their head and civil clothes and jobs and families and all of that maya, they should serve me. You know, I'm brahmachari, brahmachari should beg from the grihastas. I met someone who really liked that one. And then you go around and you beg and you ask for others to do things for you and so on. But that is one of the things that I'm saying. And you may have gotten it a bit wrong. Because rather, a Vaishnava, Brahmachari, should think, I'm the servant of other devotees. Is there any service I can do for you here? And yes, that's what we learned back then. Serving the Prabhus, not that we are the Prabhus because we are whatever, advanced or senior or whatever.